We can awaken to our true selves and to who and what we truly are. It's not just for the few. I think this is for the many. That's why I'm teaching this here today. This is something that we can do right here at home and use our nighttime as well as our daytime to heal and liberate ourselves, to free the mind, to open the heart, to experience the joy and bliss the Spirit promises. This is the purpose of Dream Yoga. Timeless Tibetan wisdom tells us that day and night are not that different. They're part of the same cycle, like male and female, light and dark. It's a cycle, and one passes into the other and back again, like the cycle of the seasons. There is some confusion at night in our dreams, loss of awareness, lack of control, just like there is during the day. We can't quite direct things the way we would choose to. The universe is forever out of control anyway. We can only do the best we can to learn how to sail with the prevailing winds, not just to try to change the wind. According to the Tibetan Book of Liberation Through Oral Guidance by the Lotus Master Padmasambhava, there are actually four bardos or transitionary stages: dream, dying, the afterlife, and after birth, before death, in other words, the daydream that we all live in. These bardos, or intermediate stages, these transitional passages, we all go through all the time. And we can awaken within that and be master rather than victim of circumstances. That's really the practice of enlightenment, of awakening. That's what Tibetan Dream Yoga can bring to us. A more complete practice of awakening in which we can use the night and the day to awaken to who and what we truly are, and to experience the glory and the inherent freedom and completeness of being. We can awaken to the light during the day and in each other and in every single encounter, as well as at night through the clear light practice of dream and sleep yoga. This is a great and unique preparation for the art of dying, as well as the art of living, for living up to death, for conscious dying, for consciously going to sleep at night, for being more conscious, mindful, and totally present and awakeful in our lives. For what we seek is right here. The problem is we're usually elsewhere, lost in the past and wandering around in past memories and fantasies, or lost in future fantasies and plans and projections, scattered and distracted. But what we seek is right here. The problem is we're usually elsewhere. So the whole practice of awakening, whether by day or night, brings us back to the truth, to reality, to our true nature, our spiritual nature, to the inner light that's right here and now, even amidst this world of shadows. In the Diamond Sutra, one of the main scriptures of Buddhism, the Buddha said, "Think of this fleeting world like this, like stars vanishing at dawn, like bubbles passing by in a fast-flowing stream, like a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, like dew drop on blades of grass in the morning, like a flickering lamp, a phantom, echoes, rainbows, and a dream." When we reflect on these similes of illusion, that things are fleeting, like mist and clouds and mirages, like bubbles on a stream, our life is passing by, we wish to know what is real, what is our real purpose here, and who are we? Tibetan Dream Yoga can help us awaken to that. We can start to gain some coherence out of the fragments of our dreams in our mind. During the day, we can look into this at any moment and say, "Am I dreaming or am I awake? Is this real or unreal?" This is a little mantra or a gatha, a practice verse we can learn to say at any time during the day. Am I sleeping or awake? Is this real or unreal? In this way, very practically, doing some reality testing as a kind of meditative exercise, a mindfulness exercise, here and there throughout our day.
Zoa de zoi, la mare mbache, dungwe bdu trinchinche gije, kalme da la resache le me, de ye me drepa shingila.
If we're going to do our reality testing according to this ancient Buddhist practice, reflecting on the practice verse or gatha in a mantra-like fashion, saying to ourselves, am I awake or dreaming? Is this real or unreal? We can think about the similes of illusion from the scripture, the sutra, and say, how real is this? How long-lasting is this? Maybe I'm not enjoying the weather today, but how real is this? How long-lasting is this? Or my feeling or mood, how real is this? How long-lasting is this? The Buddha said it's like bubbles passing on a stream. That will help me remember that this mood too will pass, that everything passes, that there's nothing that's going to stay forever, that things are like mirage, like a dream. The Tibetan master Naropa, from whom this dream yoga tradition of practice comes, said, there are 12 similes for the phenomenal world. Life is like a magic spell, a dream, gleams before the eyes, reflections in water, lightning, echoes, rainbows, moonlight, cloudland, fog, and apparitions. The Buddha himself said that forms are just like balls of foam. Here today, gone tomorrow. Feelings are like bubbles, impermanent, more will keep coming. Perceptions are like mirages, don't be deceived by them. Intentions are like acorns from a great oak tree, infinite and proliferating. And states of consciousness are like magical illusions. We need to observe our life and see whether we're investing in fool's gold or whether we really have our priorities straight. What is important to us? Are we living a dream? Or do we have our feet on the earth, even if we have our head in the clouds sometimes? It's good to have our head in heaven, but while our feet are on earth, and bring heaven and earth together in our own lives and in ourselves. So this is not just a life-denying scenario where we say things are like a dream. This is freedom. This helps us realize that everything is workable, everything is malleable, everything is changeable. The steering wheel of destiny is right in our own hands. So how can we direct ourselves more truly on our true path? We have to be very honest with ourselves, look into our intentions and motivations. We have to say and realize that everything has some cause and some effect, things are interconnected. Get our hands on the steering wheel of our lives, that every act, word, and deed, and thought that we make counts and has some repercussions, karmic repercussions. So therefore, we can see that nothing happens by accident, and we can start to steer and chart our course through life a lot more fulfillingly for ourselves and for all. This is not just a matter of belief. This is something we can practice and experience and learn to walk our talk in life, living in a masterful and impeccable fashion by applying these very practical instructions in life, not just something to believe in, but something we actually do and take on as a way of life. At night, when we're dreaming and sleeping, it's like the theater of shadows, the theater of the mind, in which all that's within us is more uninhibitedly displayed for our investigation and appreciation. It can also be fun. We don't have to make spiritual awakening into one more grim spiritual chore. There's tremendous delight in the night as well as in the day. I love the Tibetan dream yoga practice, the practices of the clear light, of seeing through illusion, of awakening to reality, of becoming the master of phenomena, like a magician who can play with phenomena, who can change appearances. The dream is great for that, the dream time, the dream work.